this week we have a listener question on a company called Pioneering Technology Corporation. The symbol is PTE on the TSX Venture. The company is based in Ontario. It is calls itself an energy smart technology company and North America's leader in the innovative cooking fire prevention technology market. This company's patented technologies and products address a multi-billion dollar problem, which is cooking fires. According to the National Fire Protection Association, stovetop cooking is the number one cause of household fires and fire injuries in North America. 48% of all household fires are started by essentially stovetop cooking. Pioneer's temperature limiting control technology is now installed on approximately 200,000 multi-resident housing units across North America without a single cooking fire being reported and delivered a return on investment for its customers. Now, Pioneering has proprietary cooking and fire prevention solutions, including its trademark safety element, Smart Burner, which is the main product line, Rangeminder, and safety sensor for the majority of more than 140 million stoves and ranges and 140 million microwave ovens throughout America. So the stock has been one of the best performing names on the venture exchange over the past year. Let's look into why. The financial performance over the past 12 months, revenue was up around 51% to 6.6 million from 4.3. That was led by the Smart Burner product, which saw strong increases in both Canada and the U.S. Net income, if we exclude non-cash-related items, was around $1.3 million, or around 3.1 cents per diluted share. That is up tremendously from almost a break-even, or $175,000 made in the same period of 2015. Adjusted EBITDA was up 158% to $1.6 million. Perhaps most importantly, the company believes it is well positioned to continue to grow into 2017. Now we'll look at the valuations here, now where the stock is now, and look going forward based on its underlying financial performance. Pioneering has produced tremendous growth over the past 3 years, but with just $6.64 million in annualized revenue, it does remain a true microcap stock, and we have to remember that. The company now has a market cap after its share price has increased significantly in the range of $51 million and trades at around 41 times 2016 earnings, which is a rich multiple. Now, management is expecting growth in 2017, but we do not have concrete guidance to go on. Even if the company were to double earnings from the 3-cent range right now to 6 cents next year, which is a difficult feat for any operation, the stock would be trading at a forward PE of around 20, which is higher than the average market PE. Now, this would not be incredibly overvalued, but it would not suggest an undervalued stock. We must also factor in the fact that the company is not paying any tax at present, and while it holds significant loss carryforwards, this does not continue forever, so we cannot factor in a no-tax situation on into the future. We see Pioneering as a very well-run company with potential growth ahead of it, but the stock appears fully valued, at least at present, and is vulnerable to a correction if it faces any quarterly hiccup near and midterm and trades at premium multiples at present. So we're monitoring the situation, but we're not a buyer, and we would not be adding to positions at this stage, as everything has to continue to grow at a tremendous rate in this company going forward to it to backfill earnings and stay at the current price.
This is a good teaching point, actually, because it comes up quite a lot where we'll find a company or someone will bring a company to us where the business looks good, the growth is excellent, but it's a great company, it's an excellent company, but it's not a good price. And in our line of research, GARP, growth at a reasonable price, we want to find the high quality businesses, but we don't want to overpay for them. And overpaying for a company just brings on a whole different type of risk. So there's financial risk that they're not going to be able to grow or that they're not going to be profitable. And then there's valuation risk that all of a sudden the market will decide that, you know, 20 or 30% growth in earnings per share is not good enough for a, you know, 40, 50 priced earnings multiple stock, and the company will go down in price. So certainly when you invest and you're price sensitive, sometimes you will miss opportunities, some growth opportunities, but you also manage risk by doing that. And I think in the long run, across all of the companies that you invest in over the years, certainly we've been better off for maintaining that discipline.